Emily, I see that time and time again, events and people and circumstances came up to shove you out of your place. Like, if this is your place, I see hands and events just try to shove you. Shove you. Like, you don't belong there. Move out. Efforts to displace you. Over and over again. But God has established a place for you. He's established a room for you. And out of this place, God has been using you as a healing agent. I see you counseling, speaking wisdom to people, speaking words of comfort in the right season. God's put a seasonal word in your mouth at the right time. And God's shown you how not to say things when they don't need to be said, and how to say things when they need to be said. It's a timely word. And there's a scripture about words of God are like are a timely word in season. How does that go, Clem? Can somebody say it from the beginning?
A word aptly spoken is like apples of gold and settings of silver.
Wasn't that nice? That's what God's put in your heart, in your mouth. Words aptly spoken. This is a day when I see God opening your ears in a new way for even further revelation. I do see you prophesying. Have you prophesied? Boy, translate that. Let me see them write that out on the tape. I see God opening up your ears. It's not that you fail God, but God's going to open up your ears to a new level of understanding. It's sort of like a car going into another gear. And this revelation is going to flow into your ears, and it's going to flow right out of your mouth. So at times you're going to find you're going to surprise yourself. I surprised myself and spoke this word, and it just fell out of my mouth. It just popped right out of my mouth. God's going to do that and begin to use you to pick apart things. I see you looking like a big ball of what the old backlash was on a fishing reel. Well, anyway, you could throw it, and if you threw it wrong, it would just all ball up on itself, right? And I see you picking apart balled up messes in people's lives, and just picking them apart. And it's got to be the Holy Spirit that's going to show you which little thing to pull next, and which little thing to pull next. That's going to go along with the prophetic gift in you. And God's going to bring people. You're not going to have to, I've got a ministry. I've got to go, let me advertise, or let me find some way to get. No, God's going to, part of this, that's a wonderful thing about God is he gives us a ministry like that, and he'll draw people right to you that need that thing. So you need to look for, this is weird. I feel like we're in a cab just. Driving down the road. Listen, that's a prophecy to you that there's also movement involved here, that God's moving you forward. And it's like I feel like I'm driving the taxi cab, but I know it's God, and he's taking you places, and the meter arm is down. That is, it's not on. So you're not having to pay for what's coming up. The Holy Spirit's going to be making provision for you and moving you forward in things, and you're going to see supernatural provision for money. So this whole thing about quid pro quo, that is, I got to pay for what I get, is off now. It's like God switched that thing off, and you're not going to have to pay because the Holy Spirit's going to be paying for things. You're going to see unexpected surprises and payments of money coming in, and you're going to feel a movement. You're going to feel different. I think for about every 6 weeks, there's going to be like a turnover, or you're going to go a new block. So same old is not going to work either. That there's going to be this like new change and new scenery and things going on and new associations and new acquaintances. So, and I just want to encourage you to put a little pad in your writing pad in your pocketbook so you can keep up with names and telephone numbers. There's something about having an address book and keeping up with names and telephone numbers of new people. I don't forget people's names, but I hear that other people do. And that you need to do that. If you do that, yeah, I repent. I repent. And because there are new people and new situations coming, and God's going to be using you in those things. And this thing you've had about not wanting to interfere or stick your nose in places. I'm not saying be nosy. But the Holy Spirit is intrusive. He's not passive, and he doesn't stand on the outside looking in. He gets right into the middle of things. I believe you're going to be led by the Holy Spirit right into the middle of things in the coming days. And I don't know this thing about every 6 weeks. You're just going to see this thing change. And the habit we have of basing our expectation on what's happened, God's just going to chip away at that and start waking you up in the morning with a sense of adventure. Like, oh my God, what are you going to do today? That makes sense?
Okay. The Lord showed me a vision of you walking and, hallelujah, you were dropping seeds as you've walked. You've given of yourself. You've been very generous. You've sown of your resources. You've sown of yourself. You've sown of your time. And you've given of yourself even beyond at times where to a point where it hurts. And the Lord says that he's seen your sacrifice. He's seen everything that you've given, and nothing is overlooked. God is not overlooking anything, but there is a harvest. This is your season of harvest. You're turning the corner to a place of harvest and fulfillment. For there's been a lot that's been stolen from you. There's been a lot that's been taken from you. There's been a lot that's been subtracted from you, but I hear the Lord saying the season of subtraction is over. You're now entering into a season of multiplication where I'm going to cause there to be a restoration upon restoration upon restoration, and not just finances. There are relationships that have been out and disconnected. I hear the Lord saying I'm bringing things back, and I'm bringing a healing and a restoration in relationships. I'm bringing a restoration again to you into the place that you have, for there's been a season as if though you've felt like you've lost some traction. God has really put you, but you felt like you've lost some traction. But I hear God saying, this is the hour where there's going to be just an acceleration coming forth in your ministry. The Lord says that he's placing you on a super fast track. So not only are you going to go, you're going to go, but you're going to go speedily, quickly, and swiftly to this place that God has for you, a new place of restoration. I saw a vision of you also, of you just kind of rolling your sleeves up, and these huge biceps just popped right out. The Lord's... There's a new strength that God is bringing to you, a new strength. I will be your strength this hour, and there's a new strength and a new capacity to move forward. Not only is the acceleration coming, but I will give you what you need, the Lord says, so that you can move forward and accelerate and do it in strength and in wisdom and not miss anything this hour. This is the season to hit the mark. You are going to hit the bullseye in this season and moving forward. Another thing, the teaching anointing is going to start rising to a new level. I've given you the ability to instruct. There's wisdom and counsel in you. And I'm going to send those who are going to come and draw from this well. So prepare the well and know is not part of that vocabulary. You are to allow them to come and draw from your well, for there's depths and depths of wisdom that I'm going to begin to release through you into the lives of others. And the ministry that Prophet Michael was prophesying about, I also saw with that, I saw clothing. And I saw that generosity, you just blessing others with just different things that they need. The Lord says he's going to use you as a channel and a vessel to pour out to those families, to those individuals that are in need. So God says, I will pour through you and you will pour to others, and the hand of God will be seen in your life, on your life, and through your life. And everyone who comes in contact with you will know that they have been impacted by the presence of God. For the Lord sees you. He sees that you've carried his heart and you've carried it well. And he says, good job, my daughter. I am well pleased. And now tie your shoelaces nice and tight, because we're about to go. This is go time, says the Lord.
Great. Excellent. Amen. I agree with all that. How about you? Good words. I want to just go broad for just a minute over the house, because I feel it's the context for this prophetic gathering. Three words that I heard in my spirit during worship. It's a time of seismic spiritual shifting. It's going to hit, and it's starting right now, starting tonight. what Mike was saying, this whole thing, this stirring, this is, you got to be really careful when you call a prophetic gathering. It's dangerous. It's a call to spiritual warfare. It will create spiritual shifting. And I think the Lord just wants to remind you what's going to happen from this night forward. Be ready. And these words that came to our sister, get ready, get going. There's a movement going to take place. There's going to be seismic shifting that God's going to require. That's why Michael was saying, we've got to obey God. God's not listen, we're not here looking for weird manifestations. We're looking for what? God's word. You know what he's looking for? Obedience. Exactly what Michael said. So here's the deal. You're going to go through some shifting in the next 6 months. I saw in January God calling you to a very deep time of prayer and fasting. And in that, there's going to be some shifting that's going to take place in your whole man, spirit, soul, and body. What Paul said, I pray that your whole person, spirit, soul, and body would come into a place of blamelessness before him. Like it's like we see him and we don't have any inhibitions because we're blameless before him. And there's going to be this washing. There's going to be this setting free. There's going to be kind of an Isaiah 58 fast where it's like this is the fast the Lord has chosen. It's something he's chosen for you. Therefore, there's going to be grace for it. And there's going to be seismic shifting that's going to take place in that time. And there's things that God is at work at. And those that you love and are connected to has already been said. There's stuff going on in relationships. I saw the picture of a collage and all these faces. People from the past and people in the present. But God says he's enlarging the collage and he's expanding the borders because there's more relationships coming in the future. And you're going to put it all together. You have the great capacity to kind of bridge relationships with people. You're still in touch with people that don't go here anymore. You're still in touch with people you used to go to church with years ago. There's a great connectivity in you because of your heart, has already been said, the way that you just are loyal, the way you still pray for people that are no longer even deeply in your life anymore. They're peripheral people, but you pray because it's like you keep seeing their face. And you're just kind of like, God just keeps putting this collage in front of you of faces, and he just reminds you of that one. That's God doing that. That's the Holy Spirit saying, I want prayer for them, and you're the key. Because there's this obedience in you just to like, you think of them and go, oh, Lord, I wonder how they're doing. So I'm just going to hear this little conversation with God. Oh, yeah, I wonder where she is now. And you just kind of almost reminisce, almost kind of mutter under your own breath. But that's God talk. That's the heart musing with God over life, people. I think God's essence is connecting with his creation and his people. And he wants us to be like him that way. It's like, keep thinking about them. Think about them. Think about them. Bring them before the throne of God when they can't do it themselves. There's strong intercession that's going to even come to new levels. And as one of the brothers was saying about the prophetic is going to grow in that. There's going to be a strong merging of intercessory burdens and the prophetic heart of God into people and situations. Expand the borders of your relational heart. God's going to move new pictures on the screen for you to pray for, to intercede for, to connect with. There's some healing. From some relationships. There's just some healing that God says, I will do. I think that, is it Isaiah 58? Is the fasting chapter? Yeah, but I think in Isaiah 58, you're going to find God open up revelation about the fast and what he's going to do and the healing and the transformation, and it's going to hit. And you're going to feel different, look different, and act differently. And it's going to be a model to others. You're going to be watching. You're going to start, because we do these things in the house, guess what? It's going to affect the whole body. Your fast is going to affect people in this house because the context of your outcome will be community, not just an individual, but it's going to affect the house. And you'll find people praying for you during your fast. And when's that fast again? Okay, I'm praying for you. And they're going to be way more excited than you are. But you'll be excited because God's kind of just building this whole thing up. January, very important, is the new year. And the next 6 months are really a key transition time. You're going to find new life coming. You're going to find even health springing forth in your own body. But you're also going to find the capacity to intercede for those that are afflicted. You have a real burden for the city. I mean, right downtown. There's some things downtown that pull on your heart. And you can go everywhere else. You can go the whole perimeter of Rochester, but there's something in the city that draws your heart and rings your bell. And God says, I'm going to continue to cause that to be a burden of yours so that God can go to work and bring the workers. God says, pray to the Lord of the harvest that he'll raise up and send forth workers, laborers. There's a harvest in right downtown. I mean, there's harvest everywhere. But I'm saying for you, God's called you to be a laborer and an inner city harvest that you're going to have strong intercessory ties to, and you're going to see breakthroughs, part of the fast again. This is going to be phenomenal. And I don't think I've ever prophesied that much weight on a fast before. But I'm just telling you what, it is going to be dynamic because it is the fast that the Lord has chosen.
Did you hear that, Bill?
Yeah. Father, we just thank you for your word just poured out. Father, we pray for that you would order every word for understanding, for knowing how to take action, how to pray, and what to do. And Father, we pray your blessing over the word, your blessing over the hearing of it, your blessing over the enacting or the releasing of all of it into the earth. In the name of Jesus. Amen.